HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week's champion is Swati Suramya. Swati was 34 when a regular health checkup and a random self-breast exam led to the discovery of a large lump about 3 to 4 cm in radius in her left breast. A follow-up with a gynecologist confirmed the lump to be cancerous. Swati was diagnosed with breast cancer stage 2. So come, let's listen to this She Slays Champ story of triumphing over breast cancer to commemorate the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Hi, my name is Swati Suramya. I live in Bangalore. I am a content writer by profession. I was about 34, a mother of a 3-year-old, when I found out I had breast cancer. It came as a bit of a shock because I was a reasonably fit individual, active, and relatively young to have cancer. When I was having a casual conversation with my neighbor, I heard that her mother-in-law had been diagnosed with breast cancer. That struck me as something that would affect anyone, and I remembered that being 30 plus, I should do a breast self-exam. And then I did a self-exam and I found there was a largish lump in my left breast. So I went and saw my doctor and they felt it was benign. So I had to go through a general surgery to have it removed. But after the surgery, it was sent for a biopsy and then I was diagnosed with cancer. My initial reports, initial scans and reports all suggested that the lump I had did not have cancer. So it came as a bit of a surprise when we saw the report. But having already known that I had a lump, I was kind of expecting, you know, probably that 1% chance that I might have cancer. So as, you know, you can never be prepared to for a news of this kind, but I had the mental strength to deal with it. My parents were around at that time. They'd come over to take care of my daughter while I went through the surgery. So I told them that they'll have to extend the stay because this is what the report is. My entire family was stunned. All of us were, you know, quite shocked. But I told myself that I had to be strong because if I wasn't strong, the rest of my family would just simply break down. My parents took it very bravely, though everyone cried a bit. I didn't cry. I remember not crying because I knew I had to be strong for my daughter as well as for my parents. My parents, after the initial, sadness, decided that they will take absolute care of me until I recovered completely. Since I was a stage 2, the doctor said that I was actually not just treatable, it was actually curable for me. So they were the pillars of strength, you know, at their age. My father going on 74 when I was diagnosed and my mom was 67, so a year and a half ago. And I think their energy and their strength in this situation would put, you know, people less than half their age to shame. I remember them, you know, running around, taking care of my daughter, you know, picking her from school, mom cooking separate meals for me because I could not eat most of the things that I used to while undergoing chemotherapy, you know, especially taking care of my diet. I think it's a, you know, record of sorts that I lost, you know, overall only about 2 kg during my chemotherapy, whereas people lose like 10-20 kilos. So she really took care of my diet, she really took care of my daughter and my entire household actually. And my husband would do all the runs with me to the doctor, patiently handling my mood swings during the chemo and the sadness all around. And he tried to just be that pillar that we all needed to lean on, just the quiet strength that he gave to all of us. We decided to quickly get into the treatment aspect of it. Any delay would, you know, make things worse. It threw our entire lives into disarray, especially the initial part of the treatment, which is the surgery. So I had to undergo a second surgery under an oncologist to make sure that the entire tumor and whatever remained of it was removed, and to check whether the tumor had actually affected the lymph nodes in my left armpit, etc. And then also to find out the extent of the spread and all that. The surgery was quite painful, and the doctor also decided to do a reconstruction of my breast because they had to remove about 40% of it. So they took tissue from my back and they reconstructed, and I had tubes for about 25 days. I got an infection as well because my daughter used to really cry and she wanted to be with me. And I had to save myself from infections because I had an open wound and multiple stitches on my body. So my daughter was really badly affected. You know, she was just a child of three and a half. And it was difficult to make her understand what was happening. You know, we told her stories like a wild animal attacked mom. And she got even more scared. She started refusing to go to school. If we sent her to school, she would throw up and she would want to come back. She was really scared. We had a tough time dealing with that situation. The initial first 3 months were quite difficult. I had 2 rounds of infections in my stitches. One was right after the surgery, a few days after the surgery, and the other one was after the first round of chemotherapy. When your body's resistance goes down, then the infection comes back. So those things were more painful and they were kind of not part of the original treatment plan. I mean, it was not supposed to happen. I think it was around April when I had already undergone 2 doses of chemotherapy, and I was on to the 3rd one when I got the 2nd infection in my stitches. There was a lot of swelling and, you know, pus formation and very, very painful experience. I thought I had a high threshold for tolerating pain so far, and you know, that kind of shattered me that I could not take it any longer. I remember one night I was praying to God all night, saying, you know, why don't you just kill me? Why this slow death? Why this slow pain? I was quite broken at that point. But then in the morning I saw my daughter wake up, and that smile and that little touch of a hand made me realize that there is a lot more to live for. And I went and saw my doctor that day, and he was like, don't worry, the first 4 doses of chemotherapy in breast cancer treatment, they are the worst things to happen. Now, slowly when you go through the next 4 rounds with a different medication, it will get better. It will not be as painful as this or as terrible as this. And after the chemotherapy, you have radiation and the targeted therapy, which will slowly actually be, you know, you'll start thinking of it as really something not affecting you at all. So it will only get better after this. It will not get any worse than this. So just consider this as a bad phase of your life. I think the next few weeks, you will only get better. And coming from him, that really mattered a lot, because my doctor had really taken good care of me and I really trusted him. So that gave me a lot of strength and helped me recover, and my overall strength from my family, because they were going through as much as I was. It's the caregivers around you and the kind of environment at home that you create in the family that really determines how you have different paths to recovery. And I felt in my case that the positive environment at home and also the encouragement of my doctors really helped me a lot. The recovery period has so far been pretty good. I completed my treatment in March this year, and the plan was to, you know, travel to US to be with my brother, go on a few trips. So because of the pandemic, that didn't happen. But I've made sure that I maintain an active lifestyle. I've cut down on sugar completely. So I've replaced most of the sweetness in my diet with naturally occurring sugars like dates or jaggery, and no processed sugars, no processed food. If it comes in a packet, I don't eat it, I don't buy it. So no processed food, only home cooked meals. I did go out for meals after my chemotherapy ended, you know, to restaurants, but that was like once in 10 days or something until March. I think after March this year, we have not stepped out. I stayed indoors mostly because my immunity is suppressed being a cancer survivor. So my doctor's advice is to not go out too much. But yeah, cutting down on sugar and processed food has been a major change in our lifestyle. So absolutely no sugar, which is no white sugar, no processed refined food is the way to go. I started baking using healthy ingredients at home, and my daughter likes it a lot. I think the most important lesson that I've learned from this is whatever happens, happens for a reason. I think I got cancer because God was sending me a message in life. You know, there was that divine power who was giving you a wake-up call, you know. Start taking care of yourself, love yourself a little more. See, I was in the lowest of groups who can have breast cancer. I was below 40. I'd like to tell everybody who's diagnosed with cancer or who's battling cancer currently or any such serious illnesses to have a lot of mental strength. You know, you start thinking, why me? I think that's, you know, half the battle lost. In the initial few days of my diagnosis, when I used to visit the hospital, I had that question in mind, why me? And you know, there are so many people who abuse their health, who are like have really poor diet, who are obese, who are smokers, who are alcoholics. They don't get cancer. Why me? Then I saw the answer was, you know, I saw a 12-month child waiting in the doctor's reception, and that poor little child had leukemia, and his parents couldn't even afford the treatment. So I realized that this is a treatment that I could afford. I was in that, you know, group who was able to afford the treatment, who was able to withstand the treatment, support from extended family and friends and everybody. People were rooting for me. You know, the luxury of treatment is something very few people can afford in India, because cancer is a very expensive disease to have. So I felt that I was privileged that I got a disease that I could be treated of, that I could afford to get treated of, and whereas there were others who could not. So it made me realize that, you know, there was a message behind all this too, you know, to really appreciate the smaller moments of life, to not get affected by, you know, small events in life. So I realized that I had to learn to appreciate the beauty of life around me, of the small moments in life that make me happy. You know, every moment is the time to celebrate and not to think of, you know, I'll do this few years down the line. Living in the present is the biggest lesson.
So this was Swati Suramya's story. A true She Slays champion indeed, isn't she? We hope her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is Chaya Dabas, your host and dost, signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.